This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave Zastadil joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Or good afternoon, I should say.
Yes, we're doing well. Before we get into the specifics of last night, which fan base cares more about a Ravens-Browns game? I'm guessing Browns, but you tell me.
I would say overall the Browns. I think the Ravens have had some good success since 1999, and you know, I just think there's just too much rich history here. But at the same time, being a player for the Ravens for 4 years, it is a fan base that is very loud. They care about their team. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to go in there and win.
It was interesting. Their play-by-play guy was on the morning show today, and they said their fans were super nervous fourth quarter yesterday. And maybe that's why I'm more frustrated today, too, is because the opportunity to win that game was right there last night, and they just, 4 interceptions, didn't take advantage of it, Dave.
Yeah, I expected the Browns. You know, I expect this every week, though. I, for some reason, expect all the pieces to come together every Sunday, and for some reason it's just not happening. So, you know, Sunday night, it had a lot of guys healthy. You know, obviously it was a great defensive game plan, but if you look at the Ravens, I mean, they lost to Miami Dolphins, which I know they're playing better, but Detroit Lions beat them. You know, they beat Detroit on a 60-something yard field goal, NFL record, which shouldn't have happened. They're playing tight games, and, you know, Lamar Jackson threw 4 interceptions. I mean, I just thought it was a game that the Ravens were ripe to get, you know, to get beat, and obviously they did not.
Dave, as a guy who spent 12 years in the NFL, you've seen a lot of things with a lot of different types of coaches. Would it help a struggling offense if the coach gave up play-calling duties? And take us into this. What would that mean on game day to the head coach if he weren't calling the plays? What does that truly change?
Well, in my perspective, I think if an NFL head coach, if he gives up the play calls to an assistant, I think in the locker room, you realize that the coaching staff is trying to do the best they can and put the players in the best place they can be to succeed. I don't think it looks as he didn't do a good job. I don't think it looks that to the players that he failed. I think it's just, hey, it's time to try something different. What we're doing has not worked. So in that type of situation, I think the players look at it as the head coach is trying to do everything he can because he cares about the team the most. In you know, when looking at it from that perspective, I don't really think I've ever been in that situation. But I do think that, you know, as a former player, I think the players, if they respect the head coach, they respect all the decisions that he makes if he thinks it's going to help the team win.
Dave, any chance that an injured Baker Mayfield is back out on the field because upper management wants him out on the field? Or do you think Kevin always comes back? Well, the medical staff says he's good, so I got to go with it. I mean, how much pressure do you think head coaches feel from the front office to make sure that a quarterback who is – drafted number one overall, no matter how banged up he is out on the field? How much pressure do you think Kevin feels from that?
You know, that's a good question. I think in some cases it depends on the relationships and, you know, in the upper management with the head coaching. I think a lot of times head coaches understand their position. They understand the power and the decisions they are able to make. And in other situations, they're at the mercy of ownership or of, you know, collective ownership and the management, the upper management's decision on what to do. I don't think Kevin's, you know, in my opinion, I don't think this is, you know, not a Kevin Stefanski decision. I think he thinks that Baker is good enough to play. I think he thinks that he's good enough to help this team win. And I think the decision, if any, was to be made to start Case Keenum, it should have been the Detroit Lions game, because Baker was the most banged up he's been in against a team that, quite frankly, a $7 million backup should be able to beat. And they still started Baker Mayfield. So it's an interesting decision. It's obvious to me that he's banged up, and I think it's affecting his play. But for some reason, they still think that he can you know, give the Browns the best chance to win on Sundays.
Dave, I think the ship has sailed to rest him now that you're sitting on the bye week. Would you agree with that? Unless you know the Browns lose two or three in a row, I see him finishing the season as the starting quarterback, because, as you said, you know, they had the opportunity and they chose not to sit him and let him heal up a little bit.
Yeah, I 100% agree. He's going to get these bone bruises healed, excuse me, over the next 2 weeks. His shoulder is what it is. That's something that will be addressed in the offseason. But he'll be healthy enough to finish out the season, God forbid, you know, unless something else happens. I just think that, you know, there's so much that goes into the quarterback position as far as footwork, the dropbacks, your shoulders, your hips. And I think when you're bruised from head to toe, if those things get out of whack, you're sailing the ball, you're not confident throwing down the field. And I think that impacts offensive coordinator's decision. And I'm not saying Coach Stefanski doesn't trust him, but I think he's trying, you know, to understand that there's going to be some limitations. And I think it's affecting the entire scheme on offense. And I think it's pretty clear on what we saw on Sunday.
Why can't we see Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt on the field at the same time together? Why can't we have nice things like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that it's just the way the offense is designed. You know, Kareem is third down back. He brings a lot of versatility to the position. I also think that, you know, when you look at the offense on Sunday, I think it was pretty obvious that these teams, and Ravens in particular, were stacking the box on first and second down. They were saying, hey, come try to run. There's no way you're going to get any yards on us, and we're going to force you to throw the ball down the field. And they just had that game plan. And obviously, the run game was shut down early. They were stacking the box, and Kevin Stefanski decided to throw the ball more. It just was a smart scheme by the Ravens. I think they knew that we're limited in our wide receivers and in our offensive game plan with Baker hurting. And I think that's one of the major reasons why the run game was stalled yesterday. They came hard on first and second down.
Dave Zastadil joining us, former Raven, former Brown, former Arizona Cardinal. And I'm going to ask you to do what we have resisted doing today, Dave, and that's looking ahead. As you look at this Browns offense that has failed to score points, if you're looking to add something to it, would it be a veteran free agent wide receiver? Would it be a drafted wide receiver? You know, it used to be those guys took 2 or 3 years to develop. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Would it be more depth on the offensive line? Would it be a quarterback? What would it be?
Well, I think you always have to have depth on the offensive line. I think that is always one of the most important things that you have to have in the NFL. When you look at the wide receiver position, that's an interesting question, because, you know, if you're going to attract free agents are going to come. There's three decisions they're going to do. Number one is always, is it best for him and his family? Number two is, what is the offensive scheme look like? And right now it looks like we're a very heavy tight end offense. David Njoku was the leading wide receiver coming into this game. I'm not saying that that's you know, not going to attract wide receivers, because in the NFL, we do know money. Money is a driving force, and that was going to be my next point. But at the same time, you know, this scheme right now seems that we do not throw the ball deep. We do not threaten the defense in a deep position. And I'm not saying we don't have the wide receivers, but with Anthony Schwartz out, having that type of speed to be that guy, we haven't been in a position to do that. And I think what happens, that causes defenses not to worry about the deep threat. And I think that's a major decision in trying to attract the wide receivers. What is the offensive scheme going to look like? Is it something that I'm going to get catches in? And obviously what you're seeing from, you know, OBJ and some of the past guys in the Minnesota scheme saying that, you know, that's not really – our attempts actually went down under this type of scheme. That causes a little bit of concern for free agents. So then you have the draft. And I think that, you know, it's easy to target a wide receiver in the draft, but at the same time, good teams target the best player available. So it's not necessarily you're targeting a position, you're targeting the best player to help your team. So Andrew Berry's got some always going to have interesting offseason decisions to make, but that's my thoughts a little bit on that.
Hey, Dave, I know what Jeff and I thought when we saw this last night during the game. I'm just curious what a former player thinks. When Jack Conklin got hurt yesterday, obviously he was in pain and that it was a serious injury and that there were going to be issues. So NBC went to break, and while they went to break, they continued to roll and capture what Conklin looked like when he was trying to walk off the field, and it was very hard to watch from our point of view. I'm just wondering, from a player's point of view, what did you think when you saw that last night? And, I'm still dumbfounded that they showed that last night, but what did you think?
Yeah, first of all, I felt really bad for Jack Conklin. He worked so hard to come back. He's such a good player and helps this team tremendously on the right side of the line. So first of all, my first emotion was I just felt terrible for him as a player. You put so much time and effort into staying healthy and getting through a season that, when that happened, the first thing I thought of was the patella tendon. I had reconstructive surgery on my patella tendon in December of 2009, and I know how long that recovery is and what that rehab is like. And he's got a long road ahead of him if it is a patellar tendon. So I just felt terrible. I wasn't happy that it was shown, but with social media and everything we're dealing with these days, almost nothing gets by anymore. So I just felt really unfortunate for him as a player.
Dave, I want to check with you on another team. How impressive is it what the New England Patriots are doing this year? With a rookie quarterback, without Tom Brady, take a look at the weapons they have. You know, they've had multiple running backs in and out of there. I don't think there's anybody at wide receiver who scares the bejeebers out of you. And yet they've won six games, and they're sitting at 8-4 right now.
Well, if you look at, first of all, it's very impressive, and there's no doubt that Bill Belichick is the greatest football coach of all time. He has an outstanding offensive coordinator. He has a great staff, and they spent a lot of money in free agency this year. They targeted smart players. They targeted players that I think they got for pretty much a good price overall, and they got guys that they thought could help their football team from a team mentality perspective, and they put it all together in a pretty short period of time. It took a few weeks for them to click, but now you're seeing all that talent in free agency come together. I think it's Matt Judon. I think his name is outside linebacker DN. He's playing just outstanding football. But Mac Jones really is the key. I mean, I think Josh McDaniels just does such a good job of putting players and schemes together to be successful. And he's not turning the ball over. I mean, he's doing what it takes to drive a team down the field. But it's just a great story. And right now, they're just the team that nobody wants to play.
Always good to have you with us, buddy. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.